Welcome to the podcast with everything paranormal. It is your favorite show, the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
Howdy, Joey.
What is happening in your world?
Everything.
Oh, really?
Everything. Always. Always, always, always. Let's see. Had a strange experience at the house.
Again?
I lost my remote and I blamed it on the ghost. I could not find
trickster
it.
Trickster ghost?
My trickster ghost, yes.
Find it in like lampshade or something?
It was behind the bed.
What?
It was down behind the bed. I don't know. I must have fell asleep with it in my hand or something, but
it was the bedroom remote?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It was behind the, I don't know how, because I'm always very diligent about like putting it on the nightstand before I go to bed. Yeah. I just blame it on my ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, tell the listener where we went today.
Oh my gosh, we had a blast. We went Joe, go to hell. Go to hell.
I did go to hell.
You went to hell.
We were in hell today.
We were in H-E double hockey sticks.
Yes, don't cuss Michigan. On the air.
No, Joe and I went to Hell, Michigan. There's actually a Hell, Michigan.
And it's awesome.
It was amazing. We were at the 2017 Hearse Fest. Now, if you don't know what Hearse Fest is, Joe will tell you what it is.
Will I?
Yes, okay. I'm letting you.
A hearse is a car that they carry dead bodies in?
Yeah.
Oh, they know that already. But
yeah.
No, it's a huge car show that takes up the whole city. All three buildings of the whole city.
That's the whole city.
And, from 1950s up, I think the oldest one I saw was a 59 with the big wings on the back.
It was so cute.
Cute.
Yeah, as cute as a hearse can be.
And then on the other, you got the one side of town where the Hearse Fest was going on. Mm-hmm. And then all the way across on the other side of town. A parking lot away is where all the bikers were hanging out, because hell is where every weekend you go there's hundreds of bikers coming in and out.
It's kind of in, if people don't know where it's at, we'll just explain. It's kind of in rural Michigan, so it's a really nice like windy road, like a great motorcycle ride from like Ohio or through Michigan, and just beautiful paved nice streets. And right now the leaves are starting to turn, just starting to turn, so it's like really pretty up there.
But there was a good turnout. I mean, there's probably 70 or 80 hearse there.
Yeah.
A lot of vendors.
I couldn't believe it. And it's funny because I was thinking, do they trailer these hearses in? Or we're going in there and there's like hearses driving all over.
We need that should be our tour bus.
I know.
We need a hearse.
The 222 tour hearse.
Tour hearse.
But yeah, cool. Some of them are like restored classics, but then other ones are like Halloween decked out, like haunted house, type things.
There was a couple from the 50s, I believe 50 to 60 something Cadillacs that looked like they're barn finds, and it was just like they just rotted away. But they're still driving them, even though the curtains and everything were turning brown. And
did you see
that nostalgia thing?
Yeah, there was one guy who says, "No, I'm not painting it. I'm leaving it the way it is."
I didn't see that.
It was kind of looked like it had been on a fire or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really fun. It was cool because there's one main building in the town in Hell, Michigan, that they sell all their little merchandise. So it's the post office and the ice cream shop and the gift shop all in one building.
Yeah.
And it was packed. The line for the ice cream was.
Yeah, I was going to get a chocolate shake, but I couldn't get a chocolate shake in Hell because the line was all the way through the store.
But fun, just a nice drive and just good. A lot of cool people there. A lot of paranormal people. I kept walking around with we had our 222 Paranormal Podcast shirts on. And people are like, Paranormal Podcast? I'm like, here, have a sticker.
Yeah.
And if you guys are interested, if you go to our website, we have a new sticker. It says, this vehicle stops at all cemeteries.
Yeah, they love that one.
So if you want one, you got to come out to a show, one of our live events, and get one.
Yeah.
So anyways, Joe, I got a story for you.
All right. Tell me.
All right. You know, we talk about my boyfriend Bigfoot all the time on the show. Well, there is a new way to attract a Bigfoot.
Ooh.
Yes. A North Carolina woman claims that her homemade bug spray has a remarkable side effect. It attracts Bigfoot. My boyfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, 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 bum. So she initially created it, dubbed Bigfoot Juice, to help her husband fend off mosquitoes during expeditions when he searches for the legendary cryptid.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, why did you call it Bigfoot Juice if it was bug spray and the after effects?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be called Squatch Spray?
Squatch a lot.
So after a few times of using the spray, he asked her to tweak it because it smelled too feminine. Well, maybe he'll attract a female Bigfoot.
In high heels.
So anyways, it says to attract a Bigfoot, you need to smell that is woodsy enough to keep it from scaring him off, but slightly different enough to make him curious to come investigate.
Joop.
Joop. Oh, my God. Joop. Okay, I just have a Joop story.
Oh no,
since we're going down this. You are going down this rabbit hole. You brought it up, rabbit. You're going to hear it. Joop is the worst smelling cologne ever, in my opinion. I had to put that in so we don't get sued. It stunks so bad. And we, about 10 years ago, maybe longer, I think it was 12 or 13, I took my best friend on a cruise. We're going on a cruise, you know. So we get on this cruise and every dude on the cruise is wearing Joop cologne and it stunk so bad. And we were gagging. Still to this day, all I just look at her and say Joop, and she knows what we're talking about. We just bust out laughing our tailpipes off. But anyways, so that's Joop.
Okay.
Joop. Don't anybody send me any Joop in the mail.
Joop in the mail.
Joop in the mail. So anyways, she theorizes that the spray masks human odors. And she's asking a mere $7 a bottle, and it's probably a teeny tiny bottle.
We should order some.
Yes. It's an aphrodisiac for Bigfoot, it says.
That's all we need.
Oh, good Lord.
So today, what's our topic?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, no. We are talking about this weird thing. And, like, it's so funny.
This is one of my favorite topics besides time travel. And it kind of is about time travel.
In a way, it's how do I describe it? You can't. You just it's called the Mandela effect.
And what it is.
It is.
Is that right to say is twice?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're saying it is what it is.
It
no.
is.
But there's a word in between there.
But okay. So the Mandela effect refers to a phenomenon which is a large number of people sharing false memories.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of past events. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And different mm-hmm. circumstances.
Yeah.
And the reason it's called the Mandela effect is because does everybody, let's see a show of hands. Anybody in the audience?
Just my ghost in my house here. Okay. He's raising his hand.
Who remembers when Mandela died in prison in 1980? Anybody? Anybody?
Crickets.
Oh. And then he died in 2013. See, what it is... a lot of people remember seeing his funeral and seeing on the news about him dying in 1980. And all of a sudden, he's released out of prison and he lives out and dies in 2013. So everybody's saying, well, wait a minute. I saw the funeral on TV. And, you know, TV's never wrong. TV's never wrong.
What everything that's on the internet's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If it's on, it's got to be on the. It's got to be.
It's on Facebook. It must be true.
But yeah. So, in 2010, this blogger Fiona Broom coined the term the Mandela effect because of this, and she noticed that things started to change, and people's memories started to change. Okay, so there's different theories of what causes this. All right. one of the theories is that you've heard about the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the theories is that one of the universes collided with ours and changed a few things. The other one is there's a CERN with the Giant Hadron Collider. It's a 3 mile long machine
mm-hmm.
that smashes atoms together.
Oh, yeah.
Hydrogen
yeah, yeah.
atoms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
and then
yeah,
they film the explosions and all that. And they actually found the God particle in 2015. Now, don't ask me what the God particle is because
what's
I don't.
What's the God particle?
But it's I forget the exact date that this went online, but it was a long time ago, like 89. And
I graduated in 89.
That was a long, long time ago.
Holy, I know. Yeah, really.
But anyhow, people believe that they're using CERN, mm-hmm. the Giant Hadron Collider right now, to actually go back in time. And it's sort of like the movie Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
You go back in time, you change one little thing, and it'll affect what happens when you come back. Yeah, like the butterfly effect and all that stuff. So their belief is that this is what occurred, and that's why we have these false memories, okay? There's a few of them. I know one of them is like the Bernstein Bears
mm-hmm.
compared to the Bernstein Bears.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody believes in their childhood that it was spelt, you know, Bernstein
mm-hmm.
with an E at the end and not an A.
Okay. So it's Bernstein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another one, this one's interesting, is like when you say the color chartreuse,
okay.
people think like reddish purple. It's not. It's like a yellow green. It's like that bright fluorescent-y green.
The world has changed, Jen.
Oh my gosh. I know my colors. I have some chartreuse shoes. I'm not lying. Oh, I have no. some.
What color are they?
They're yellow green.
Oh, okay.
Fluorescent, actually.
When you bought them, were they a different color?
No, they were not.
Oh. Do you remember your bologna?
It has a first name.
Yes. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the last name?
M-E-Y-E-R.
No.
What?
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, M-A-Y-E-R.
Life has changed as we know it.
Hot dog. That's interesting. Okay, so remember the show? Carrie Bradshaw, Miranda Hobbs.
No.
Samantha Jones, Charlotte York.
No.
Sex and the City.
Oh.
People call it Sex.
I don't watch that.
Well, you should because it's the best show ever besides this one. But everybody has always called it Sex in the City. It's not. It's Sex and the City. So the city's like the fifth character in that. So that's just interesting. So these are just examples of like, it's like when somebody comes in and maybe comes in and there's 20 people in the store and runs in and punches somebody or robs the store and he runs out. And those 20 people will all say, he was wearing a blue shirt. He was wearing a black shirt. He was wearing a green shirt.
But this is a little different because people say, no, this is how I grew up. I knew this ever since I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden things have changed. Now, it gets worse. Now, towards the end here, we're gonna have some fun, but I'm going to give you the real serious one here at the end. But, you know, mm-hmm. like growing up, did you like Jiffy peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no such thing.
What?
It's Jif.
Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. No, that's something else.
So, yeah, everybody says that it was Jiffy. Now you go to the store and it's Jif.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchy or smooth? Crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
All right.
Gotta have a little
still
chunk.
Be my brother.
Gotta have a little chunk.
You got me? I'm chunky as hell. What the heck? I was chunky in hell today.
Yes.
Hell, Michigan.
Hell,
okay.
Michigan.
So many of us are familiar with this song. This isn't your highlight one for the end, is it?
No.
Okay. Remember the lyrics of We Are the Champions at the end?
Oh, I didn't have that one wrote down here.
Okay, so this is a good one. It says, no time for losers. Because we are the champions. And then everybody goes, of the world.
Yeah.
There's no of the world at the end.
No.
People have just been adding that forever.
Yeah.
But they'll swear. They'll sing it.
Well,
sing in the car. I don't care.
When I was doing my research on this, I did see that video. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because if you go on YouTube and watch that concert video mm-hmm. of them, he starts singing and the microphone's down by his waist and he's singing away and then he brings the microphone up. It's like,
lip sync. Well, he did have a really, I'm looking at Freddie Mercury's very low cut chest out, hairy chest.
Did he shave his chest?
No.
No?
It's like a sweater.
You know who else shaved their chest?
Who?
C-3PO.
Huh?
How's that for a segue?
Yeah, that was right into it. Go for it.
What color is C-3PO?
Gold.
Is he all gold?
Yes.
Nope.
What?
He has one now, although there are dolls out there. The dolls that from the action figures are not mm-hmm. dolls.
What else?
He had one silver leg.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
No.
Everybody else doesn't. They all say he was all gold.
Okay.
But now you look at the pictures of him and he has a silver leg.
All right. Well, speaking of Star Wars, here's a good one.
Okay.
What did Darth Vader say to Luke?
Damn it, Luke, get the hell out of the house and get some stuff done.
Don't be kissing your sister. No.
Yeah, stop kissing your sister.
Luke, I am your father.
No, he didn't.
He did not say that.
No, everybody thinks he says that.
Yeah.
But if you go back and watch the movie, mm-hmm. it just says, no, I am your father.
Your father beans.
So what did he say to have that question come up? Did Luke go up to him and say, you my daddy?
My baby daddy.
Who's my daddy?
Who's the daddy?
Luke, I am your daddy.
I'd be like, no, I ain't paying child support. I'm your stepdaddy.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. So, speaking of movies, here's a really good one.
Okay.
What do you think of when you think of Hannibal Lecter? Silence of the Lambs.
Snacks.
Fava beans. Is that a nice Chianti?
I know this one. Yeah, everybody thinks that when they first met, and I shouldn't say everybody thinks, but everybody remembers mm-hmm. when they first met, he said, hello, Clarice.
But he never said that, which is so cool because that's one of my favorite movies. And I love that script. Reading that script, if you get a chance, you know, you've seen the movies, go back and go online and get the actual screenplay and read it. It's amazing the structure of a screenplay. I don't go in a rabbit hole, but, you know, I've written several screenplays, and I really kind of want to get back into it because I've got a couple stories that I think are good and would be good movies.
Bigfoot
versus
and Heels.
Some of those garbage movies that are out now.
Bigfoot and Heels. But what did he say? Now that the world has changed.
He said, good morning.
Yes. He never said, hello, Clarice. But I remember
said,
clearly.
Run away, little starling.
I remember clearly that when he first met her, he said that because it shocked her that he already knew her name. Mm-hmm. And now that the Mandela effect has happened, he just looks at her and says, good morning.
We need to watch that. That's such a good movie. It's like, okay, so Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest
Gump?
Yes,
Forrest Gump.
What did he say when he was sitting on the park bench?
A lot. That's basically the whole premise of the movie. But, you know, Mama said, life is like a box full of chocolates.
No, you gotta say it like he said it.
I don't remember how he said it.
Life is like a box. But actually, he did not say that. What he said was...
Did he say, yeah, Mama, life is like a box full of chocolates.
He's like, give me some chocolate. I like that chocolate.
Yeah, he didn't say it.
No, he said, life was like a box of chocolates, not life is. Life was.
Mm-hmm. Which...
Because he was recalling what his mother had told him at one time.
See...
Very cool.
Show of hands, how many in the audience here remembers him saying, life is like a box full of chocolates? Show of hands? Nobody? Yeah?
No, none.
Nope. He said life was like a box full of chocolates. You know, speaking about movies.
Yeah.
And very interesting movies, cinema, mm-hmm. and exciting films that you watch over and over.
Oh my gosh.
What did Snow White say to the mirror?
Actually, she didn't talk to the mirror. It was the evil queen.
Oh, was it?
And
so that ends up my whole premise of the...
I know. So she said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Yeah, and we all remember her saying that.
Right.
But you go back now and look, and she says, magic mirror on the wall.
Oh, she doesn't say mirror, mirror. She says,
magic mirror on the wall.
Interesting. See, we're going to be so smart after this. Everybody's going to be like telling these stories in the bar. Guess what? You're saying it wrong.
Yeah. But it's just things that, as our memories tell us, are one thing. And then we go back and look and we're like, oh, well, when did it change?
You hear it repeated so often, misrepeated so often in like maybe social media, movies, television, mm-hmm. that you think that is what it is.
I just think that we are in a parallel universe where things have changed. And I've got proof at the end here.
Okay. So Interview with a Vampire. Remember that movie?
Yes.
It wasn't.
I don't think I watched it, though.
Oh, my God. Yes. Joe.
I have a life.
So disappointed in you. You have to watch it tonight. I have it here somewhere. You take it home. It's Interview with the Vampire, not a vampire. The Vampire.
Let's look.
Yeah, it's over there somewhere. Should be. I have like all these vampire movies.
You have Sex and the City.
And the City.
Yeah.
I have Live Free or Die Hard, only because my stuntman's in that one, my friend. And Underworld, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have Vincent Price Collection. Sorry. Okay, we got to get off this rabbit hole. Back to the Mandela Effect, folks.
But this is, I love this topic, though, because there's so many fun things that you can talk about mm-hmm. that people, and like you said, you can go to the bar and say, what do you remember? What do you remember?
Okay, here's a question. Here's a trivia question. The candy Kit Kat. We all know it. We all love it. We all eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the orange ones are coming out for Halloween.
Dark chocolate.
No. The white chocolate and the orange chocolate ones are delish. Is white chocolate chocolate?
I don't know, but it's good.
Okay. Is there a dash or is there no dash in Kit Kat on the wrapper?
There's a dash. I eat it all the time.
A Kardashian?
Uh-huh.
There is no dash.
Well, that's it.
It does not have a dash.
Show's over, folks. I'm leaving.
Does not.
Don't cut down my chocolate.
Well, there's a whole bowl of Kit Kats in my living room right now.
But that's seen, and that brings up another part of the Mandela Effect. How many products and how many labels and how many things that people remember being one way, and then they're like, no, look at it now, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, the label has never changed. And sure enough, you look, and it's different. Yeah. That's the Mandela Effect. It's just so bizarre that your memories, and this is mass memory. This is like thousands of people having these same memories. And then you look and it's not the way that it was. You know, a good example is Neil deGrasse Tyson has a show mm-hmm. that he does. And if you remember in your history books where we are in the universe, we were in the Pleiades arm, I think they called it. And
me.
Now, if you look at any book, okay, and the reason I bring him up is in a second, but he actually came on his show and said, yes, we're over in the, I believe it is Pleiades cluster arm of the galaxy. Uh-huh. But if you look in any book or online where we are in the universe, we're in the Orion cluster now.
Hmm. Who so, changed that?
Yeah. When did we, our
when
times,
did we move?
When did our universes collide and move us to the other side of the universe?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. 2010, folks. Oh. Look it up.
Okay. So, do you remember the game Monopoly when we were kids?
Yes.
Remember Uncle Moneybags, the little symbol?
Yeah.
Remember he's
top
like that.
Top hat with the monocle mm-hmm. and the cane. And
he didn't have a monocle.
Yes, he did. When I was growing up, he had a monocle.
He did not. He never had one.
See?
Gotcha. Memories. I got you down that one. All right. Let's see. Okay. So remember the song from Aqua? It was big in the 90s. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Okay, yeah. That was pop.
Life in plastic. Okay. What's the name of that song?
I have no idea. That one I don't know.
It's people often say, I'm a Barbie girl, but it's not.
Okay.
It's just called Barbie Girl. Isn't that exciting?
How is that the Mandela Effect?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so whiteout. You know the whiteout stuff you put on?
Yes.
Liquid whiteout stuff? How do you spell it?
You're asking me to spell
it. Oh, yeah.
W-H-I-T-E-O-U-T.
Wrong.
Of course, I can't spell.
No, that's the right spelling.
Oh, okay.
But how they have it on the product is W-I-T-E-out. There's no H in it.
Oh. sort of like the Flintstones. Do you remember the Flintstones? Is it back in the beginning of time, whenever the world was right, it was the Flintstones as growing up. Flintstones, because they're in bedrock and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look on any video or that, there's no T. It's Flintstones.
That's interesting because do you remember, like, the boss was Mr. Flint? Alrighty.
See?
Okay.
As you remember, I mean, you remember as a kid these things, you know, it's the Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones.
But now it's Flintstones.
Here's a really good one.
Okay.
Did Curious George, he was a monkey, right?
Yeah.
Eat bananas.
Yep.
Lived with the man in the big yellow hat.
Okay.
Did he have a tail or no tail?
Oh, he had a tail.
He did not have a tail. He has no tail. Curious George, the monkey with no tail.
How did he hang from the trees with on his tail if he didn't have a tail?
I don't know.
So, okay, yeah, we're having a lot of fun with these different things, but this is a serious thing. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of people that are having false memories all over the world. And, okay, so let's start getting into some serious stuff here that made the Mandela Effect really prominent, okay? Back in, and I should have looked up the date again. I forgot to look up the date before we went on here. Life magazine had a full-size front page picture on it, okay? And it was of the White House, and I believe it was in the 1964 or somewhere around there. I don't know, but don't quote me on the exact date. Now, that was the highest collected Life magazine because on the front cover, it had UFOs over the White House, okay? Big news. UFOs fly over the White House. They had a picture on the cover of the White House with UFOs above it. Full front page ad, huge article inside. Okay. Back in 2010, when this all came about, everybody started talking about that magazine. A lot of people saved it. It was, like I said, the most saved Life magazine out there because it had UFOs on the cover. People were going up in their attics, pulling out this magazine. And instead of being the UFOs on the cover, it was Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
So it completely changed.
How does
thousands of people that saved this magazine because it had UFOs on over the White House on the cover go up in their attic, and now it has changed. And the article about the UFOs is almost at the back of the magazine. It's only like one paragraph long.
Wow.
So did CERN go back in time to change that so that we did not see UFOs over the White House?
Yeah, totally. I could totally see that happening.
You know, and but that's the prime example of the Mandela Effect. Thousands of people remember that magazine having that picture on the cover. But when they go and get that magazine, it's now changed.
Wow.
Give me a couple more, then I'll give you the big one.
Okay. All right. Here's a good one. The portrait of King Henry VIII. What did he have in his hand? What was he eating?
That I don't know. Oh, didn't he have the turkey leg?
Everybody claims that he did, but he did not. He had a pair of gloves in his hand. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because we know him as
the gluttonous turkey leg eating dude. Yeah, but no, the famous portrait, he had no turkey leg in there.
See?
Let's see. The gentleman in Tiananmen Square with the tank.
Yes, I talked about this on my live broadcast.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you do that.
Okay.
One.
Now, I didn't see this myself. All I saw was the video. Okay. If you remember, in Tiananmen Square, it was
1989.
And there were tanks coming through Tiananmen Square. There was a gentleman that walked out in front of the tanks and actually stopped the tank. And he would move one way and the tank would turn, or tank would turn and he would move one way to get in front of it. And I remember that. I saw that on TV. Now, a lot of people are claiming that that video, he actually got ran over by that tank on live TV.
Right.
And blood and guts everywhere. But I don't remember it that way. I just remember him standing in front of the tank. But if you think about it, what happened? You know, they show them the tank moving back and forth, but they didn't show anything after that. So did the tank after that take off?
It says the actual fact that he was not run over by the tank.
Okay.
Which is so interesting because that's such a pivotal moment in history. You know?
and see, okay, think about this. How's this? This is going to blow your minds, people. What year was that again?
1989.
Okay.
Year I graduated.
What year did CERN start up?
I don't know. What's
1989.
1989.
The same year CERN started their Giant Hadron Collider was 1989. So did they go back in time and change the past so that we didn't see him get crushed by the tank?
Could have. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, so let's talk about the big one here.
Okay.
Now, in the Bible, there's over 600 words that people have noticed that have changed that they don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
The big one. Okay, let's recite the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everybody in the audience, say this with me.
Okay.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our
trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Okay. Look it up, folks.
Lead me not into temptation with some sexy stuntman. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Rabbit hole.
I want you guys to look this up in the Bible. Look up the Lord's Prayer. I had Mom do it.
Mm-hmm.
I called Mom and say, Mom, what's the Lord's Prayer? Mm-hmm. And she yelled at me for not remembering. I said, no. I said, recite it. And she did. And she looked at it, and I'm like, okay, now, get your Bible out. And she says, it's right here. She already had her Bible. I said, look it up and tell me what it says. So she looked it up. And instead of the words trespassers there,
mm-hmm.
it's now debtors and debt.
Hmm. Did Dave Ramsey change that?
I think so.
Dave Ramsey changed the Bible?
He possibly could. He has the money, too.
Wants us all to not be in debt.
But that is the weirdest one because...
Yeah.
That is like huge because everybody knows it as forgive us our trespassers. Well, mm-hmm. now if you look it up in the Bible, it's actually printed in the Bible, forgive us our debtors mm-hmm. or debt.
But
how did it change?
You know, I often wonder like, okay, so, you know, they changed the Bible many times to make it easier for people to comprehend,
mm-hmm.
you know, the thous and that, you know,
yeah.
those old language words. So, you know, they could have just, could just be somebody's, I mean,
somewhere down the line,
somebody could be printing, you know, what do you call it when you interpret something from another language?
Yeah.
Differently.
But it's so weird that they would put the word debt in there instead of trespassers.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense to say it that way to me. Yeah. And when I asked Mom, she's like, no, that's just an interpretation of the word trespass. No, it's not.
No.
I told her, I'm like, shut up, old lady. No.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, she would have pounded you with a cast iron
Bible,
skillet.
Bible
yeah.
company.
She would have.
She would have Bible company. But that is the biggest one that I can think of, you know, and that to me makes it seem like this is a real thing, that something has changed in the timeline
mm-hmm.
because you're getting memories of something that are completely different now.
And how now, I mean, this has been going on, but just think because we're in the digital age, we're in the social media age, what advertisers or, you know, people on shows will change people's perception to get them to buy. So they could, you know, say, you know, rat poison is terrible. And the next thing is, like, oh, you know, if you don't drink it, you won't, you're not cool like everybody else, and then all of a sudden everybody's drinking rat poison martinis, you know what I mean? Like, who is manipulating these things to trick us? I don't want to say trick us, but you know,
but
like
they are,
but they could easily do that.
Yeah.
I mean, like Fruit Loops, fruit, f-u-r-i-t mm-hmm. is actually f-r-o-o-t.
yeah,
fruit, is that how you spell it? Fruit. Get you some fruit,
Loops.
Joe.
And it changed as growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
We always had Fruit Loops, and now it's Fruit Loops. I can't say.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
That's the weirdest word ever. Fruit.
So, did something change in your childhood? You guys, as our listeners,
mm-hmm.
did something change where you were like, you knew something was one way as a child, and... or even just a few years ago, and all of a sudden, it's completely changed. You know, like I was saying, in the Bible, there's over 600 words that are proven that have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like somebody picked up the Bible and rewrote it in your house. Or those Life magazines. That's the big one that a lot of people talk about. Another one was how many people were in the car when JFK was assassinated?
Four.
Yeah. I mean, in the past history, people say, no, there was five. Well, who disappeared? Who was in the car that everybody remembers seeing? Mm-hmm. But now you look at film footage and all that, and there's four people in the car. You know, how does this stuff change?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, who's playing tricks on us?
You know, and you know, aliens, I love time travel. I'm a huge time travel geek.
Freak.
And to me, it makes perfect sense that if CERN or someone else would go back in time and, you know, like the butterfly effect, they'll walk down the street, step on a worm or a bug that somebody, if they didn't step on it, somebody could have walked up and looked at that and looked at the colors and that and changed something,
mm-hmm.
you know, changed an outfit or something because of that colors of that bug. You never know.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be the, what is it, grandfather effect or whatever they called it, where you go back and you kill your grandfather so your family disappears, but you would actually disappear because you never had a grandfather. Well, it doesn't have to be that drastic. It could just be somebody going up and going back in time, changing something, walking through a room, changing a light, you know, and a different color doesn't reflect on the wall. And that person that's designing this product doesn't choose that color because they didn't see that color on the wall or anything like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, what if? What if your parents didn't go to the same high school?
Exactly.
We wouldn't be here. What, you know,
what like, if?
So how?
Your mom didn't go to the prom and push the bully away and kiss the geek.
Back to the Future.
And do you remember the day that they went back?
October
26th. If you remember the movie, they went back in October 26th. And this is not part of the Mandela effect. It's just truth.
That's your birthday.
Exactly. That's why I remember it.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go. Just,
so okay, everybody so. Listening, when my birthday comes up, send me...
chocolate.
You don't have to send much. Just send
he
me
wants redheads,
$1,000.
Chocolate.
If everybody listens, mothballs. Sends me $1,000, I'll have $1,000.
No, you'll have like 50 cents. But just think of like... Okay, this is one thing that I think about all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, it pops in the rabbit hole. Okay, so just think about what the Vatican has hidden or changed of the text of the Bible or whatever artifacts they have. They've got to have stuff that we don't know about that could change the course of history.
Aliens.
In the Vatican?
The
aliens.
There are so many books they left out of the Bible, and a lot of them talk about aliens.
We have to look up hidden books in the Bible.
But yeah, it's just, I'm just fascinated with the Mandela effect. It is so cool.
Yeah,
that just, things can be changed, and you
people
didn't
swear up and down that, you know, this is this and this,
exactly.
And you're like, no, but here's the proof, and they still don't believe you.
But there's also people that have made notes and quotations in their diaries and that that say it is this way, and then when they go find the product or whatever, it's completely different.
Wow.
Or the event, like JFK. People that saw it live say, no, I was there. I remember seeing this many people in the car, and now you look at the films, and there's this many people in the car.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting. But, so you guys, if you have examples of Mandela effect, post it on our Facebook page.
Yes.
We want some new and exciting ones. I don't know. Just very interesting how the brain works. It's like that. Remember that controversy about that dress? And it was gold or blue or whatever. Like people were so adamant of one thing or the other way.
It just goes to show you too, like you were saying about them. I don't want to sound like a serious conspiracy theorist. But it's
life
how
is
much,
a conspiracy.
Yes. And you can buy that sticker from us.
And t-shirts coming soon.
How, let's say, the media as Facebook can change the whole country or the whole world just by putting a dress on here and everybody's going to Facebook saying, no, it's this. No, it's this. It's a huge controversy. And all it is, it's a Facebook. It's nothing.
Do you think that there's a Mandela effect with our show?
Possibly.
Everybody thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. And it is. Sorry.
So,
I had to get that in.
Anywho, where can they come and visit us?
Well, everybody. Well, let's see. What? Yeah, we have to figure out.
Our next event.
Yeah, after the show is released is
it'll be October 21st.
Yeah.
Glass City Paracon. That is in Oregon, Ohio, which is just outside Toledo.
Yep.
It's going to be at Owens Technical College.
Owens Community College.
Is that what it is? Well,
they changed their name.
Did they?
Yeah.
The Mandela Effect.
Years ago. Exactly. That's an exact example. Owens Community College. If you want, just go to our Facebook page. You will see all the information there, or you can go to Glass City Paracon. Yep. Just Google that or go to their Facebook page too. And we're going to have Dustin Parry as the main speaker. So if you're a big fan of Dustin Parry, you know, definitely come out. He's a very engaging speaker. He just doesn't talk. He does talk about the paranormal at the paranormal things, but he also has, you know, I bought his book and I can't find it. Ooh. It's in our show stuff somewhere. But anyways, Glass City Paracon. Come out. Joe and I will be there. We've got a nice booth set up.
Yeah, they were so cool at the Glass City Paragon, which, according to their website here, is at Owens Technical College.
Oh, maybe I have it wrong.
But anyhow.
We'll debate this all night.
But no, they were super cool to us. They gave us an extra big space, so we're going to set it up really nice for them and make it kind of a meeting place for everybody.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's really accessible. If you're coming up I-75 or coming down I-75, it's right off the expressway. Right off, so, you know, you're
just
not
watch,
traveling
watch
through.
Watch your speed.
Yeah, do watch your speed. They like to run radar.
It's the Owens Technical College police that like to stop people for speeding.
Yeah.
So watch your speed.
Yeah. So, you know, just come out and see us. Really want to hear your guys' paranormal stories. We want to hear what you've experienced. You know, if you can come out and stop by the booth and let's hear it. I want to hear what people are going through. What have they experienced? Is it poltergeists? Is it Bigfoot? Is it UFOs? Is it demons? Is it chupacabra?
Chupacabra.
That's our favorite word. We have to do a show on chupacabra very soon.
I'm putting one together for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. But just food for thought.
And if you guys can't make it out there, which I really hope you guys can make it to the event or any other event that we're going to be at, we have a hotline that you can call in and tell us your story.
Yeah, just give us a call. What's the number, Joe?
It is 740-720-0225. And that is a Google phone number. We won't answer it, but leave us a message. And, you know, I look at it.
Tell us your ghost stories.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
And if you want to get on the show, say, hey, I want a question for the show.
Yeah, we'll take in your paranormal questions. Mm-hmm. Definitely just leave us a message. We'll get back to you. You know, we tape once a week, so we'll give us some time to get it on the show. But
yeah, and if you don't want your name on the show, just say, hey, don't put me on the show, but here's a question I want you to ask on the show. And we'll just say, you know, Bigfoot was calling in and asking this question.
He wants to know, what's that perfume you're wearing, Joe? Yes. Bigfoot's
so
juice.
So anyhow, that's our next convention is October 21st in Oregon, Ohio at Owens College. Just look it up. Or I was looking on their Facebook page and I don't see the address for Owens. So you just got to look it up. But it's super easy to get to.
Yeah. And don't forget, too, they're also are offering ghost hunting classes this fall at Owens Community College or Owens Technical College, whatever you call it, Owens College. I took it last time. The 101, so that was the beginning, and the second level is coming, 102, getting a little bit more in depth about ghost hunting and, you know, just more of the details of the paranormal. So, you know, if you want to take that class, which I recommend it, you know, it was just so much fun. You just go and you know, you're with like-minded people, and then at the end you get to ghost hunt at the last class. So it's definitely worth the time and the money. It's not a lot of money, so, you know, probably less than $100.
I think it was like 80 or something like that. Yeah, just look it up online or go to our Facebook page.
We have it listed there.
But yeah, so We want to thank you guys for listening today. This was a show that I really wanted to do. Just the fun facts of the Mandela Effect.
Strange and unusual. That's what we do.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Yep. And we'll see you October 21st.
Yep. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. And we're on Twitter now, 222 Paranormal, @222 Paranormal.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, lovers.